Hey, C3 family, it's the 19th of June. It's a Friday, and we are going to finish out 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
And this, I've got to tell you, is my favorite chapter in 1 Thessalonians. It is so jam-packed with awesome things. And I think what I'll do today is I think I'll just read it with you and just stop and interject a few things along the way, if that's okay with you. He goes right to where he left off in chapter 4. And I talked to you about that yesterday, about heaven. And so here's some more encouragement about heaven. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you. For you know very well that the day of the Lord, that's when Jesus returns, will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, and that means asleep in their faith, but let us be awake and sober. So let us be ready. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. You know, this reminds me of the 6th chapter of Ephesians, when Paul is talking about putting on the armor of God, and he uses the helmet of salvation in that illustration. But here's what he says about the breastplate. He says in Ephesians 6, I think he says the breastplate of righteousness. But right here, he's saying to put on faith and love as your breastplate. What does your breastplate cover? Your heart. So on your heart, put faith in God and love for others, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. And then he goes on to give some final instructions. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Three amazing verses are next. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Okay, so I read the chapter. Here's what I want to challenge you to do. If you do this alone, I would like you to write down every one of the directives that Paul gives the people in Thessalonica. Write down whatever things he tells them to do. Okay? You'll get quite a list of those things. okay? I think that will really help you. If you are reading this or doing this with somebody else, maybe you have a discussion with them about what are the directives here that I feel I want to focus on. And I want to remind you, put on faith and love as a breastplate today.